to heaven.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 7:21.
You guys all just missed the concert Brett was putting on in here while that song was playing.
Sweet. Brett as Robert Plant.
I'm pretty good.
You're not bad. You're not bad.
Especially
at all.
With the really high parts at the very end. Oh, yeah, you sing it with the best of them.
Yep.
You're not wrong.
And everybody does it in their car and thinks they're right on.
Right.
Everybody. I was right on.
Yeah.
Go. You go.
No. We're not saying we can
go.
Do it.
All right.
7:21. Listen, he's been holding on for a few minutes. He did a lot of research this morning. East End Jeremy, 95.3 Land, has been researching Caitlyn Jenner. He's like, listen, I've got all sorts of stuff, and I'm going to put it together and come with a report. So he's ready to go. And Jeremy, you've whittled it down.
What the hell is this?
Eastbound and down.
What's this have to do? What?
Maybe this should be East End Jeremy's theme.
No.
That's funny.
No, this should be something drug-induced.
All right, let's go east to Jeremy. Now, you have just facts, right? Good stuff about Caitlyn Jenner, right?
I had to put some stuff back because I didn't feel like it was newsworthy. I want my facts to be credited.
All right. Credible facts. Go.
So Bruce Jenner, from the age of 65, he's a star, made $100 million.
Okay.
His net worth, right? So from 0 to 65, he made $100 million. In the next 5 years, we see Caitlyn, he's projected to make $500 million.
In the next 5 years? Holy crap.
Who's projecting him to make $500 million?
That's Google on Wikipedia, the net worth. That's what they're estimating. He's jumping up $100 million a year from being Caitlyn.
So for the next 5 years.
Right, for the next 5 years. So
okay.
$100 million a year.
How much did he make for Vanity Fair?
They did not pay him for Vanity Fair. I did. That's one of the things I had to pull back because I was not sure about it. I didn't want to say it if it wasn't true.
Wow.
His book deal supposedly is $10 million for a book deal, which is a record. His speaking engagements. For Bruce Jenner, for half an hour, it was $40,000. For Caitlyn Jenner, for a 30-minute, is a $1 million.
Holy crap.
I am not believing one bit that he did not get paid for Vanity Fair.
Well, I know, JP. I know. I understand. But they're claiming they didn't, pay him.
Did he get paid for Diane Sawyer's interview?
Again, ABC hasn't paid anybody money since one other person. I forgot who. They did it back in 2011. They said they did
really?
Not pay people. Yeah, so, I double-checked it, man. Oh, dude, just for your information, there are 4 new transgender reality shows coming up. This year alone.
And let me guess, he's got a piece of all of them.
Well, they're not sure yet. He broke the GLAAD or the transgender website. He broke that website. They had to shut down last night. And also, one of the biggest things that I'm not 100% sure, but I wanted to say because it's funny, the Wheaties box. They have not ruled out he may come back and do a Wheaties box.
For what?
I don't know. They accept him as who he is. And they never said that he would not come back and do a Wheaties box.
But for what reason would he do a Wheaties box? He's not an athlete anymore.
And I also found out in the Vanity Fair issue, when he tucked his penis, that's called a fruit basket.
It's called a what?
A fruit basket?
A fruit basket.
The little nip and tuck thing. Got it.
Nip and tuck. That's called a fruit basket.
Okay, good to know. And there's the facts. Good job.
Thanks, Joe.
All right. East End Jeremy.
So what did we get?
We learned a little bit there. We learned that, we've been assuming he got paid for Vanity Fair. We assumed he got paid for Diane Sawyer. He has not.
I'm telling you.
He double-checked.
He didn't. Yeah, okay. There's no way he got Vanity Fair for nothing. No way.
That's baloney.
The amount of publicity that magazine got, you don't think they paid for it?
Well, maybe
they got it for free.
Maybe they throw them the cover and something in the future happens or money goes to somewhere else.
Yeah. Listen, no. That's not the way this country operates.
He got that off Wikipedia after he typed it in himself.
Right.
News director Ted Lindner jumping on East End Jeremy's facts right away.
Right.
Highly expected. It's 7:25. Time for the roads. Here's Ted.
On the LIE westbound.
7:29. Roger and JP on BAB. Got some facts from East End Jeremy about Caitlyn Jenner. And, while the commercials are playing, we're just talking about, Caitlyn Jenner and the future of this. Like, where is this going? Like, he's still a guy underneath with his privates. Like, it's not only which bathroom does he use, but guys who transition?
He goes into the ladies now.
What about young guys who transition and want to play women's sports? Can we do that? Like, there's a lot of questions.
The sports thing is
crazy.
There's
a lot of thoughts to it. Like, where does this go?
The sports thing is crazy.
And what's okay? And, think about it. Is that okay for a guy to do that who's in college is transitioning and wants to play women's basketball at UConn? He's a woman on the outside. He looks like a woman, but he still has his parts. Is he
right?
He might have an advantage physically. I don't know.
Not my problem. Next. You know, unless I'm playing against UConn, I don't care.
102.3 WVAB, Roger and JP.
Rumors spreading around.
Roger and JP, 733. We just had East End Jeremy on with all sorts of facts about Caitlyn Jenner that he did an hour's worth of research on. And now we have Randazzo on the line who would like to comment on Jeremy's facts that he came up with, some numbers, how much a speech and things like that, how much he's making on this kind of thing. This is the financial part.
Tony, $500 million was thrown out there.
Yes, as his future earnings next 5 years. Tony, what do you got?
You tell that brain surgeon you got out there on the East End, who, you know, I don't know if you know it or I'm not crazy about. He opened page 3 of the Daily News, and exactly what he said is what's there. I don't know what kind of research he does, but everything is said right there, what he's worth, what he was worth, and everything else.
Right.
That's in the Daily News today?
On page 3, $500 million baby.
Yeah, Jerry.
I can't believe it's just sitting there.
Thanks,
all that deep research.
I just went on dailynews.com, took one roll down on the wheel of my mouse. Boom, the wealthiest of them all. Caitlyn Jenner expected to make $500 million in 10 years, making her richer than the Kardashians.
East End stock just dropped.
Click on it, and everything is right here.
Oh, my God. It took him an hour.
Oh, that's great.
734. It's 102.3 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP. We've been talking about Caitlyn Jenner and the situation of if he's, you know, he's looks like a woman, but he isn't really a woman. Everybody on Facebook talks about, well, which bathroom does he use? All right, but more on that. What if he was younger and played a sport or something, you know? What do you think it is? Go ahead, B.A.B., what do you got?
Listen, back in the day, a little bit ago, there was Dr. Renee Richards,
right,
that played tennis on the pro tour.
Correct.
And I think got her ass kicked regularly.
Well, he became a she and played on the women's tour. Is that correct?
Correct.
And nobody had any problem. But I believe Dr. Renee Richards was fully transformed to a woman.
Fully transformed.
Right.
Yes, fully transformed.
Right, but like when you do that, don't you take estrogen to knock your testosterone out? So you're those advantages.
Well, women still have plenty of testosterone, they take female hormones and
right,
stuff.
Right, so you're...
Female hormones, yeah.
It's not like you're going in there putting on a wig and playing. You're,
right.
You're like,
but
your
Renee
body...
Richards was built like a woman. Like, what if Caitlyn Jenner was younger and wanted to play a sport that in a women's league and was still built like Bruce Jenner?
I wouldn't go for that.
Why? He thinks he's a woman. He
thinks he's a woman.
Identifies.
I'll say this.
A woman.
He self-identifies as a woman, though.
Identify with anything he wants to do. He's still got junk down there.
I'd watch it on TV.
I'd watch it on TV, no doubt. I still think Billie Jean King was a man, but nobody's got the deal on that yet.
I'd watch him kick all their asses. Thanks, man. Thanks.
Absolutely.
Later, brother.
Guys, kick it today, man. You're funny as hell.
Take care, man. It'd be like that scene in Billy Madison. Remember when, like, you know, Boyle rules, and they're playing dodgeball, and then Billy Madison catches the ball. Now you're all in big trouble, and he just starts pegging kids like crazy. That'd be like, you know,
if Caitlyn Jenner did this at like 27 or something.
Right.
Any women's league would be in big trouble. That's a good point. So I wonder how it's going to go. There's a lot of situations like that. I wonder how it'll be ruled.
Caitlyn Jenner steps up to the tee. Whack! Ooh, that one went about 370 yards.
Michelle Wee is weeping as she watches. 740.
The rest of the field just threw their clubs down and cried.
Here's Ted with the Rose.
LIE Westbound.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP, 749. This guy has an interesting question about the Caitlyn Jenner discussion we were just having and how that situation, not just Caitlyn Jenner, but any guy changing to a woman and transitioning and self-identifying as a woman but still has man parts, like the sports was a good example. This guy's another one. Go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to add to the conversation you guys are having about Bruce Jenner.
Yeah.
What if he goes to jail, you know? Like, what do they do then?
Right. I mean, it's the same argument as a bathroom. I don't know which place.
Listen,
it's actually even more difficult.
I've had that argument for years. I don't think it's fair for a gay guy to go to jail.
But Jenner said he's still interested in women.
Right.
So he just goes to guy jail, but then he's dressed like a woman. That's not fair to him.
It is fair to him. Not my problem.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call.
Again, you know, and I'm not saying it's a gay thing or whatever it is. I just...
It's complicated. It really is.
I'm Son, I wish I was my father. 78 years old, right. Circling the drain. Just not going to have to deal with any of this nonsense. Going to go soon.
It's 102.3 WBAB. Right. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 753, partly sunny and 68. And you know, with the issue of Caitlyn Jenner coming really out in the spotlight and out into the mainstream, I mean, everybody has a lot of questions, and it's just, you know, you don't know what the answer is. But apparently, like, someone just asked about, you know, what happened if someone like Caitlyn Jenner or Bruce Jenner, anybody like that went to jail, where do they put them? With the women, with the men? And we have Tony on the line who, I guess, knows this stuff, and he was saying that some of the cell blocks are for transsexuals. They separate. But when you go to Rikers, there's like a different thing. How does that work? Go ahead.
You go into, there are different places. Like I know Clinton has an annex where they house sex offenders, rapists, child molesters.
Oh my God. The whole
unit just for specialized cases where those people will get killed if they go in population.
Right.
Can I be completely honest with you? Yeah. I'm getting dizzy
trying to figure it out. You're right.
It's just too much. I wish
Tony, that makes sense. I'm glad they're on it already.
To anybody who's going through this, I wish you all nothing but the best. I want everybody to be happy. I just don't want to have to think. It hurts.
It does.
It's just too much. You're just asking me, telling me some 20-year-old kid wants to play for the UConn women's basketball.
Right.
I can't deal with this.
He self-identifies as a woman. Why can't he?
I can't deal with it. It makes me want to drink.
Listen, if they're not bothering me, I don't care what anybody does.
That's what I said yesterday. You know what's funny, Tone? We talked about this yesterday for about an hour early on in the show. And I said no less than a half a dozen times how I just want everybody to be happy. If you're a man stuck in a way, you want to transition,
right,
or you're
happy.
Gay, right, or you're whatever it is, I just want everybody to be happy. Yet,
absolutely,
people still listen to us and send pissed off emails and phone calls to our general manager trying to get us fired, because who are we to be discussing Caitlyn Jenner?
Of course you can discuss it. That's the best way for this whole thing to become accepted and or understood.
I said, how many times did I say yesterday?
I know.
I just want everybody to live life happy. That's not what
they
hear.
There's no talking to people.
That's not what they hear. They hear I hate everybody.
If it doesn't affect me, I don't care what you do.
Right. Gay marriage. You know what? Go ahead, get married. You'll find out. You'll realize it's not as cracked up as you think it is. Someone is now privy to half of your stuff.
Hey, thanks, Tony.
But go ahead, enjoy.
Here.
How long have we been doing this show?
Have at it.
Since the gay marriage conversation came up, I said, everybody, come on in.
Right.
Come on in.
Yep. 7:56.
Water's fine.
We're all allowed to talk about it because that's the best way. We're all going to understand it, and people will be tolerant, and the whole thing will, and you got to let the process play out, and it'll work out in the end. 7:56. Maybe Ted will become something later on in life. Maybe in 20, 30 years, Ted becomes Lucy Lindner or something. You never know. It might happen.
It's a skanky hoe.
Warmed up by going to that Cher show last year.
Yeah, you did, right? He's on his way.
That was the first step.
756, here's Ted.
Seaford Oyster Bay Expressway northbound loaded as you make